ever really see. No direction of being. So it's ever been. Break for some disease. As it lies down with the
hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory, and this is I Come From the Mountain, the show that doesn't happen on a physical mountain, but it does happen in the mountains of your mind. And today's episode is brought to you by the one and only, the irreverent, the champion of independent arts and culture, Discorder Magazine. That's right. Today's episode is sponsored by the elegant, the wonderful, the cherished Discorder Magazine, as it is now that we celebrate Fundrive 2025. It is a Discorder inferno. We're in the middle of Fundrive here at CITR. And this time we are putting our efforts into giving Discorder some love. And, you know, as the art director of the magazine and as the
editor of the magazine, yeah, I'm also here.
We just wanted to be like, hey, you should give us some money. You should give CITR some money so that we can put money into the magazine, into the things that we do. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Our goal is $20,000 for this year, and we're halfway there. So today's challenge for all of you is to, in this next hour, raise the other $10,000 that we need.
Yeah, that, wow. What a challenge it is, too.
Yeah, so, you know, like, I think everyone's kind of aiming a little, like, they're lowballing you and saying, like, oh, $5, $10, you know, like, can you give us, like, maybe, like, five? No. I'm here being like, I know some of you out there have that 10 grand. Pop it in there. Pop it into the bank account. Go to donate to CITR.ca and make our dreams come true. You're listening to a song by the band called Facts called Talking Haunted, and hope you've enjoyed it.
Thoughtful. Unsound the bell. No feeling is fine. No feeling. We'll be right back.
don't mind. We are gathered here today to have a real nice time. Have some friends. Where'd you go? Fools rush in, but you're the only one with guts. We are family. I lie down on the breeze. I whisper, hey, breeze, where you going? I said, fuck it, I don't need it. Religion and rules. I cross my heart and then I hope to die. I go to the park and then I go back home. Rush in, but they're the only ones with guts. We are now entering a new phase. A priest mistakes me for a priest. Mistakes me for a Houston rocket validating the snow. Insane intercourse, constant swapping while I fall asleep inside a base. I'm counting on my breath to make tunnels. I'm counting on my breath. A British Columbian thread, no matter when, no matter where, suffer. The last time I the last time I saw Georgie, it was an incredible vision. Cracked alabaster from head to toe, just this terrible crescendo, heading towards a conclusion, dying for a conclusion. Dead ends on retrospective street, in love with every person I meet, in love with the gun club. Husk floating on an ocean on the surface of the King of France. Thousand yard stares, stares at the menu and grins from this angle in a certain light. All bets are off on every goddamn thing. It's all the same thing under a certain light. Women fill out, men crumble inwards there. I didn't want to say it, but I did. My life's a giant lid closing on an eye. It's all the same thing in a certain light. It's all the same thing in a certain light. But we live in the lie. It is exquisite. It goes through you. It goes through your legs. God is famous for punishing.
Yeah.
Hi. Anyway, you're listening to I Come From the Mountain on CITR 101.9 FM, and you just heard a whole bunch of songs, a whole bunch of them, all in an order, and we will go backwards in that order to enlighten you as to what we just played. So what did we just play? We just played you a song by the band or act or strange random noise on the airwaves called Holum, a song called Third Person off of their single Owner Operator. Before that, you heard from Free Play Angel, a song called Lemon Street, which is a little itty-bitty single they released. Before that, you heard from Doomgaze legend band Cloakroom, Story of the Egg from their upcoming album Last Leg of the Human Table. Second on the roster was from a guy who goes by the name Destroyer.
Oh, that guy from Destroyer.
That guy from Destroyer.
There was a dramatic pause, and I wasn't sure it was coming at me.
guy from Destroyer, or Destroyer for all of you.
Dan Behar.
Or Dan Behar.
But
yeah, but, you know, we all know him as
known as guy from Destroyer.
Guy from Destroyer. Haunting coffee shops around Vancouver to this day.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. the song is called Hydroplaning Off the Edge of the World off of his upcoming album, Dan's Boogie.
And what a title.
I know.
For both the song and the album.
Yeah, just crazy.
Respect like, where it's due.
Seriously. I feel like it really encompasses the general feeling of the existential calamity we're all living through at this moment, so.
Yeah, and if I may just have a little moment, one of my favorite lyricists of all time, and he always somehow encapsulates that feeling. And he writes in the strangest absurdities, you know, like the sentences often are just coming from nowhere and they often feel like a little bit abstracted, but odd, and odd in a way that makes you feel unsettled and odd enough to make some people feel strange about his weird little words. But I just feel so deeply about his weird little words.
But do we feel... See, because here's, it's like, do his weird little words make us uncomfortable or jarred because they are weird and because they're weird, or because they're so pointed to the true weirdness that exists around us every day? And weird here not always is a good thing, you know?
No, it is not always a good thing. But I like to be unsettled, especially by words. So great job, guy from Destroyer.
Great job.
Always unsettling me. Not expecting it.
And never to forget that we started off today's set with the band Facts, F-A-C-S, a song called Talking Haunted, which opens their brand new album, Wish Defense. And now a little bit about us. A little bit about what we're doing here today. Today we are making radio, but we are also trying to raise money for CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine. This is our annual fund drive where we ask you, our loyal listenership, to help us out in this trying and difficult world to continue to do the cool things that we get to do and that then we bring to you in either a radio form, like in this show, or in Discorder Magazine, or by all the trainings that we do, or our upcoming website. We are a powerhouse of creativity, but this world generally doesn't reward the creative pursuit anymore. So we come to you, the people who enjoy and still value the creative pursuit and the fruits of it, to lend us a hand. So we're trying to raise $20,000. And those $20,000 are to essentially help us with some Discorder-related expenses that we have coming up that we feel will make our lives better and your lives better and probably other people who you don't know lives better. One of those things is our archive. We have been a magazine since 1983, which is a very long time to have a remarkably terrible archive system. So we have an archivist now who has very much done their job to get us back on track on keeping track of, you know, like years and years and years and years of words and images. But we need more help because we're trying to preserve all of these newsprint papers that have not been preserved properly for all of these years and just trying to, you know, bulk up a long history of Vancouver's independent music scene, independent art scene, independent culture scene. One of the only voices of dissent and empowerment to ever come out of the Lower Mainland. Beyond that, looking to the future, we are on the eve of launching CITR.ca, our new website, which we've sunk a lot of money into, a lot of time. And so far, we're really happy with where it's going. That should be coming out very soon. And we'll change our online experience, hopefully forever. And for the most part, we'll make our site functional at all. do you need more? Do you need more? Yeah, you do want more. The other thing that we want to put some money towards is distribution. More and more people want Discorder out in their neighborhoods, out in their cafes, out in their organizational clubhouses. And so with that, we want to put Discorder in more people's hands. So we want to expand our distro, and we want to do that by also putting out distribution hotspots throughout the city so that we don't have to rely on the kindness of businesses to give Discorder a home. We can actually just create the home ourselves, the way that old newspaper used to do before everyone decided that misinformation on social media was way cooler. So, $20,000, it's not a small ask, but let the two Discorder massheads be the champions of this fund drive by raising the next $10,000 that we need to accomplish our goal. Hell, if you want to donate more than $10,000, like I'm all here for it. Don't let me stop you from putting your money where your mouth is. And if you do want to do that, you can do that at donate2citr.ca or find us on our Instagram, where you can find all the links associated with donating to our just cause. All right, that is enough of a pitch, so get your wallets out, give us a hand. That's donate2citr.ca. And like, truly, we also have cool prizes and we're doing cool stuff for you as well. So it's not, you know, we already do a lot, and we are really humbled and appreciative of what we get to do. But we also have ways in which we want to reward you. One of them is a party on Saturday, February 15th at Mood Swing Coffee Bar. We're doing a disco-themed party in celebration of the end of our fund drive and our Discorder theme. All right, I'll come bug you about money later. Let's hit another song here. This is a song called... this is a long name, y'all, so... get ready. I see phantoms of hatred, heart's fullness, and the emptiness of space by the band Nap Eyes.
I see phantoms of hatred and of the heart's fullness of the coming emptiness. I climb to the tower top and lean upon broken stone. A mist that is like bone, snow is sweeping over all valley rivers and elms under the light of a moon that seems unlike itself, that seems unchangeable. A glittering sword out of the east, a puff of wind, and those white glimmering fragments of the mist.
as the cry goes up. Vengeance for Jacques Molay in cloud, pale rags or in lace. The rage driven, rage tormented, and rage hungry troop. Trooper belaboring trooper, batting at armor at face. Plunges towards nothing, arms and fingers spreading wide for the embrace of nothing. And I, my wits astray, because of all that senseless tumult, all but cried for vengeance on the murderers of Jacques Molay. Their legs long, delicate and slender, aquamarine their eyes, magical unicorns bear ladies on their backs. The ladies close their musing eyes, no prophecies remembered out of Babylonian almanacs. Have closed the ladies' eyes, their minds are but a pool, where even longing drowns under its own excess. Nothing but stillness can remain when hearts are full of their own sweetness. Cloud pale unicorns, the eyes of aquamarine, the quivering half closed eyelids, the rags of cloud or of lace, or eyes that rage has brightened, arms it has made lean, give place to an indifferent multitude, give place to brazen hawks, no self delighting reverie, nor hate of what's to come, nor pity for what. Of claw and the eyes complacency, the innumerable clanging wings that have put out the moon. I turn away and shut the door, and on the stair wonder how many times I could have proved my worth in something that all others understand or share. But oh, ambitious heart, had such a proof drawn forth, a company of friends, a conscience set at ease, it had but made us pine the more, the abstract joy, the half-read wisdom of demonic images. Suffice the aging man as once the growing boy. We'll be right back.
we're just here in Barcelona, just panic everywhere, fear everywhere. It's like the movie, Dead Killer or something like this. So we're just, everybody's afraid here and everything is closed. Well, just call me whenever you have time. I didn't receive your call, actually. I just received, like, missed call. And just whenever you have time, just call me so that we can talk all together. Who are you? Everybody's fine in here. What about you, yourself, man? Missed you a lot.
Hello, and welcome back. I have also missed you a lot. You are listening to I Come From the Mountain. This is the speaking portion of this hour. One last time. One last time that we get to remind you that unfortunately, thanks to capitalism, money is energy, and CITR needs energy. So be that energy. Please help us out through this fund drive. It's a Discorder inferno. I am the art director of this magazine. This is coming directly from the magazine, as direct as it can possibly come. Well, maybe it could also come from the editor, but...
Oh, yes. I am also here. I think perhaps we are two of the best people to put forward this fund drive theme.
Exactly. So with that in mind, you can head over to donate to CITR.ca, and in the amount line, you can punch in 10000. So that we can look really good. More than anything, it's so that we can look really good, because we single-handedly raised $10,000 for the station.
And none shall forget how much money Discorder made for CITR in the history of CITR Discorder.
Be part of that history with us. It can be you. It could, like, legitimately, it could be you. That's exciting. At least it's exciting to me. So anyway... you just heard a whole bunch of songs. You heard a bunch of cool songs, and so here's a cool list of those cool songs.
Hit me with them.
You just heard a song by the band Prostitute, who I've been playing a lot. The song's called Judge, off of their album Attempted Martyr. Before that, you heard from Deaf Heaven a song called Magnolia, off of their upcoming album on Roadrunner Records, Lonely People with Power. Fitting, honestly. Also, like... I don't think Deaf Heaven listens to this show ever, but I will say that their last album was a total letdown.
And issue your complaints.
I've got to do it. And this is turning out pretty good, y'all. So I'm really hoping that that it's really good, because they're honestly a very good band. And that last record was just like something else, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a return to form, but that's never a bad thing.
Never a bad thing. Sometimes you just are really good at what you do, like Discord. Like, is.
I was so going to say that. I was like, my big input is saying, like, Discorder.
Like Discorder. Before that, you heard from Spy a song called Dim, off of their upcoming EP, Seen Enough, on Close Casket Activities. Then you heard from Locals, Yesterday's Man, a song called Coma, off of their self-titled tape. And we started it off, that set of songs, with Nap Eyes, I See Phantoms of Hatreds, The Heart's Fullness, and The Coming Empty Space, off of their album, The Neon Gate. And that's it, really. That's it. That's all we have time for. So we have one more song for you to finish off this sweet little hour. Once again, you know, jokes aside, I'm very thankful for the people that read Disco, for the people that write for it, for the people that have offered their feedback, for the people that carry it, for the people that use it to line their cat's litter boxes. Like, I'm just grateful that the magazine has any purpose at all in an age where the purpose of the written word is more and more losing its meaning to, like, the banality of TikTok and other strange platforms that just provide you with endless blinks of content that mean nothing. Discorder doesn't mean nothing. And I think that publications like this one and many other things that are mostly books and magazines offer something about what human knowledge really is and what the human conversation really is. And it's not something that can be clipped into a 1 minute little snippet online. It's something that deserves more space, more time, more physicality. And so that is where print lives. And so just grateful that in a world that no longer is starting to not put value in that, that Discorder can continue to survive. So what we're asking for here is to help us thrive. And so thrive we will. We are raising money. Help us get our new website up. Help us get Discorder out to more people. Help us create more opportunities for young writers and illustrators, designers, photographers.
And old ones.
And old ones. And old ones. And old ones,
and
of course.
And experienced ones.
And experienced ones. Yeah. It could be you. Like, if you've written for, like, the New York Times, you have space in Discorder, too.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Never mind. Never mind about that.
I don't support this statement.
But regardless, Tasha is not wrong. There's space for everybody, and that is what's so amazing about being able to do this.
I mean, I'm grateful for the writers that contribute to the magazine, because I think that writing is not rewarded right now in this time, in this present. And for the people that continue to do something that is not being actively rewarded in the world that you live in, congrats to you. You know, I mean, I find it hard enough to write myself. So congrats to all the writers of Discorder and to the people who continue to pursue art in that way that is not incredibly popular or of demand right now.
But it should be.
Yeah.
And if you believe in that, you can head over to donate to CITR.ca. And, you know, $10,000 is a lot of money. I get it. I'm still saying that you could do it. But you can, but you can also donate less. And that's chill, too. And we're very grateful for that, too. We are running out of time. So with this, I'm going to say goodbye. Goodbye for now, Radio World. This has been I Come From the Mountain from CITR 101.9 FM. Always. And as always, good night. This is one last song by Kristen Ruse called Sam.
Mangan, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and the surrounding university area.
They want to be loved by robots, need love too. They want to be loved by you. Beastless, the red.